Daydreaming about dragons, reply show NPC. Let's do it. So I got some cool replies over at Mastodon, not trying to pressure you into a new social media, but it's kind of hopping over there and it's been kind of nice. So I posted a link to episode 92, the past episode, and I got some nice replies. So this is a reply show in which I reply to some things that people said to me. And we keep the conversation going. So it's a little bit different, a little bit loosey-goosier than the normal shows, which usually go tabletop technique, inspiration goat, and then outro, right? So the reply shows usually a little shorter, and they are numbered entirely differently. If you want to avoid them, you can, because they're not everybody's cup of tea. So I had two really interesting replies. One was from the author of the thread that started the whole thing. And this was her sign is Catherine Stark. And Catherine said, "This was an interesting reflection on the combinatorial, it's such a word, possibilities of tables. This has me wondering whether there are other techniques we can bring in from procedural generation techniques in game development. And if so, how can we present that to GMs?" Which is so good. I feel like there should be a whole podcast about that, a whole show, a whole segment, a whole bunch of things. Yeah, I think I love procedural generation. I definitely first became aware of it playing Caves of Cthulhu, and more procedural generation techniques, please. So yeah, I'm also playing a lot with the Hex Flower, which is a type of table. Essentially, it's basically a table with a memory, and it's really cool. So yeah, I'm thinking about all that stuff, and I'll have more about that later. I will have a link to this thread where you can see the replies, and I will have a link to my Mastodon account in case you want to follow me. And I'll also have a link to a Hex Flower thread that I put up on my blog, not thread, but a blog post where I talk about how I used a Hex Flower table to decide what was going on inside a Lich's sanctum and all the factions in there and what they were doing. So I'll have a thread to that. I'll have a link to that in the show notes. Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate your reply and your question. Is amazing, and I would like to hear more. Then we've got Thomas. Man, I believe, yeah, it is Thomas. And I misread it, and I was like, am I getting your name wrong? Thomas does the indie RPG newsletter, and I'll have a link to that Substack in the show notes. If you are not getting the Indie RPG newsletter every Sunday morning, it is just like a breath of fresh air every Sunday. And I wake up in the morning, and it is the first thing I do is check my email to see if the Indie RPG newsletter came in. And I read through it. I feel like a sitcom dad looking at the newspaper. It's my favorite thing. I love it. Why do we need these Substacks? Let's talk about that, because I think that's really interesting. And then we'll get to Thomas's amazing comment about NPCs, because he really set a volleyball in the air and I get to spike it, which is very lovely of him to do. So we need these Substacks because there are so many people creating so many things and so many different nooks and crannies of the internet that it is impossible to keep track of it all. I have good friends who are playing games and I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what the games are. And it's amazing. It's amazing. It's an amazing time to be around. But I think through that, we're going to need people like Thomas who curate and go through stuff and say, hey, this might be something you want to look at. This is something worth noticing. And that kind of curation, not only does it, tickles the librarian in me. It makes that my inner librarian very happy, but it's an important thing that the community really needs. So thank you, Thomas, for the Indie RPG newsletter. And let's get to what you said. Great episode as usual, Judd. I like the question you ask of what is important or interesting to know about an NPC in my game. I think it's easier when your campaign is about something or has some central tensions. Yes. Like if your game is about this war between two factions, then giving each NPC interesting relationship to that war would be the top of my list of priorities. Awesome. Yes. Yes. And yes. So here is a way to weave your lore in to... Man, I didn't even, you know what? I took his thing and I didn't even make it about NPCs. Here's a way to weave. Here's a whole, I'm pivoting here. Here's a way to weave your lore right into character generation, right? Right into it. So you've got, you've been sitting at home and you've made up these four wars, right? The Mage Wars, the Lich Wars, the Witch Feuds, and the Archmage's Crusade. And you are letting people know, you know that crusade is a loaded term and the archmages, it won't be a noble thing, right? It won't be the archmage bringing wisdom to the heathens. Okay. So you let folks know, hey, I know that that word has a history. If you're uncomfortable with that history, I'll change it. But you know, let's talk about it. And the way you do character creation in this thing is, so the way you make players care about it is you say, tell me which war your character fought in. And you can tell them a little bit about each war, and then you flesh out the war through their characters, right? This is how you make lore viable. This is how you make lore entrenched in the campaign and built into the foundation. Character creation begins with deciding which one of these wars did you fight in. Oh, you fought in the Lich Wars? Well, you know that happened 2,000 years ago. Cool. Here are character options that could be 2,000 years old, you know, or 2,000 plus years old. And we can talk about, you know, were you someone who was frozen in a temporal loop and you just got out? Awesome. You know, are you a survivor of the Witch Feuds? Maybe you were cursed to be... a stag and you've been running around the forest and it just wore off. Why is that? You know, and which of these wars, we're going to want to decide which one of these wars was most recent. And that's how you make lore. That's how you dig it in. That's how you make lore important. Am I making sense? So if you want these wars to be important and you want to know about your NPCs, again, you know, which side did they fight in these wars? What did they take away from it? What did they learn from it? What do they think about war? What do they think about wizards and liches and witches and archmages now? So there've got to be opinions. And yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. Thank you, Thomas. Very inspirational. And thank you, Catherine. That's wonderful. And that's kind of how it... That's how reply shows go. 8 minutes, 10 minutes, and we're done. You know? Thank you so much. If you reply to one of my questions or send me an email, I will very likely put you on a reply show. Would you like that? Let's talk about how that would happen. You can send me an email. My email is judd.karlman@gmail.com. You can click on a link in the show notes and you can grab me at Mastodon. You can grab me on Twitter for as long as that bird site still is around. On Twitter, I am at InspirationGoat, all one word, InspiratioN, goat, Inspiration Goat, all one word, and tweet at me and let me know what you're thinking. How do you make lore linked to your NPCs? How do you make lore important in your worlds? What types of procedural generation techniques do you use? Which do you want to see more of? I'd love to hear about this kind of stuff from you. So let me know. You can also just send me an email, judd.karlman@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you. You can send me an email. You can send me an MP3 that you've recorded, whatever you prefer. And I will play the MP3 as well as I can. And we'll see how it goes. So drop me a line. Let me know what's going on at your table. I would love to hear more about it. And if you'd like to support the show in another way, you can always leave a review. Let them know, let folks know what they're getting into when they click on play, when you're daydreaming about dragons with me. Okay. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you soon.